Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Must be good to have games and crowds back.
Yeah, fantastic. No, we're very lucky and fortunate this week that we could have up to 1,000 spectators come through and watch the footy this weekend. So it should be plenty of room for to get a crowd to our local footy, and things can go ahead in a COVID normal way.
Well, you talk about the crowds there being 1,000 for outdoor, like for regional sports. Now, what are the expectations, I guess, of crowds this weekend and the league as well? I'm talking maybe density limits, check-ins and the like?
Yeah, that's right, Daniel. I think the huge message from us is to make sure you check in. That's probably the big thing. So obviously where you can't social distance, wear your mask and check in, they're the two big things. So other than that, follow protocols and continue to try and do the right thing.
I think that's the easiest thing now. A lot of people were a bit nervous, I suppose, or not sure when it comes to checking in now, but obviously over the last maybe 3-4 odd weeks, you know, we've been able to just check in, no problems at all. And it's so simple to do.
It is. Yeah, that's correct. It's a simple task, and we just got to make sure we do the right thing, because, you know, if something does happen, we can contact trace, or they can contact trace and do all the things they need to do. So we just got to make sure we're across it and checking in and doing what we can.
Now, what changes, I guess, have been made to the Maryborough-Castlemaine District Football Netball League this weekend? Have there been any changes made, or is it all systems go?
Yeah, no, all systems go in relation to our Round 9 scheduled fixture, but we have made some changes. So Round 7, that was meant to be played Saturday the 29th of May, that's now been moved to the 3rd of July. So that's the big thing. We had a league bye scheduled for the 3rd of July, but Round 7's now been moved there. And then the other thing is Round 8, what we're doing there, we're going to move Round 8 to our Round 14 fixture. Mm-hmm. So just one of the double-up games, which means that the last three games of the season, teams were playing other teams twice, if that makes sense.
Yep.
So it sort of leaves us with a bit of leeway. If we lose another 2 weeks, we could possibly use Round 15 and 16 to reschedule those games lost. So it gives us a bit of a movement.
Yep. Matthew Begbie is the Maryborough Castlemaine District Football Netball League Operations Manager, joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Matthew, junior leagues, how are they going? Did they have to stop for a little while because of the restrictions? And are they back? And I guess they're probably very excited to be kicking the footy around with their mates.
Yeah, that's right. So we decided when we could, Round 8 they played. So we had a league by last weekend, but the round before that, the juniors played without the seniors playing. So that was fantastic to see them get out there and have a kick in the footy and netball. So when we can, we try and promote that they do play. And clubs, I have to say thanks to clubs in our league, because it was quite late in the week that it was given the green light, and for the clubs to make it happen, I think was fantastic. Mm. So we're very lucky that we could go ahead.
And just finally, Matthew, obviously games are already underway for this weekend. Just maybe give us a bit of a highlights package, a bit of a snapshot on who to look forward to this weekend, and hopefully we get those scores that we're after.
Yeah, sure. So Talbot v Royal Park should be a good game. Talbot are looking to win a couple now. Their fixture sort of opens up, and Royal Park hopefully have a few injuries back. So, Carisbrook play Denali, the Voka v Lexton, that'll be a decent fixture. Of Voka obviously looking to win a couple as well, and Lexton are undefeated. So there's a couple of big games, but I think everyone's just keen to get out there and have a kick. So it'll be interesting to see some of the results. Everyone will be fired up.
And I just a final one, Matthew. Obviously, a lot of the clubs have some Melbourne-based players. I know certainly they do here in Bendigo. That's all been given the green light from the government as well?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's fine.
Yeah.
So I think Melbournians can travel to regional Victoria, so there's no issue there.
I must say, earlier today when I came into work, I did see a few caravans around the Bendigo area, which means a few people off for this weekend to try and get a bit of a getaway. So if you are thinking of going to local footy, of course, go and do the QR codes. Make sure you're checking in the density limits. Hey, and Matthew, let's hope that this weekend will be a successful one for the Maryborough-Castlemaine District Football Netball League.
fingers crossed, Daniel. Good to be back, and thanks for the talk, mate. Cheers.
No, absolute pleasure. Matthew Begbie there joining us, the Maryborough Castlemaine District Football Netball League Operations Manager. It is Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.